KHP. Talk to him, my brother. Don't leave him in the dark. You're listening to the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast. You have a responsibility to educate those who will allow themselves to be educated on this contract. I do not own the rights to this music. And if you allow yourself to learn this contract, you will learn that you have awesome power when it comes to regulating contract compliance. Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and boy, do I have an interesting show for the Columbus, Ohio City Gate Processing Plant planned for today. I got to set the table on the show before we can serve the meal, so be a little patient with me while I explain what it is I'm going to attempt to do. I want to make a few pre-podcast statements. And one statement I'd like to make, this podcast is about my branch union, but it's not an anti-union podcast. Does that make sense to you? I'm going to talk about what's going on in my branch, but I want to do it in such a positive manner that it encourages people to get involved as opposed to anything anti-union. So let me just state that up front. And understanding that, hopefully you can follow what it is I'm trying to say to you. Now, it appears that our union, our branch office, seems to be very manager-friendly, being politically correct. If there are issues that take place in that building that when you go to the union, management will tell you it happens because the union already said they authorize it to happen. For an example, let's talk about on the West Dock, the F1 dumper in particular. Well, that dumper previously belonged to the universal sorter, meaning it was the responsibility of the universal sorter to staff that position. Although the position is actually located on the dock, it was the responsibility of the universal sorter. Now it has come to my attention, and again, it has come to my attention, so all I can do or all I can say to you is, if what I'm saying sounds too good to be true, please, by all means, verify what I'm saying to you with your union representatives. It has come to my attention that the union has allowed management, or not allowed, is in agreement with management making the F1 dumpers on tour 2 part of the dock, but on tour 1 and tour 3, they still belong to the universal sorter.
See, that's that bullshit right there.
Builds on ambiguity. It builds on, let's get things so confused that management will be allowed to manipulate the contract in any manner they see fit. I have to ask, and I put this question out to the branch membership. Does it make sense to you that your union, if they did, would agree to have the F1 dumper on tour 1 and 3 belong to the universal sorter, but the F1 dumper on tour 2 belong to the dock? I hope you understand that it's much bigger than two positions. If you understand the makeup, what happens is now you have unions interweaving jobs that should be very different and specific. with the help of unions now beginning to make everything or make all lines blurred. So no matter where it is I want to put you, I can put you there because at some point I've had a conversation with your union and they seem to be in agreement with it. That's all I'm saying. And to all the members, I would ask that you speak to your union. Again, the only way we're going to know, and again, and I say we, the only way we're going to know is management just doing what they want to do with respect to non-compliance or respect to violating our contract and saying that they have the blessing of the union, or do they really have that blessing? Because if they do, then as members, we probably need to talk to those who are blessing it and find out why would you bless something of that nature? Because again, there may be a very good reason why. I doubt it, but there may be a very good reason why a union would allow management to assign mismatched tours and pay locations to certain job functions. You see, what will happen if we start or not start, if the union continues to let management do that, you'll have the same thing that you currently have on the apps right now. And what I mean by that is if you look in your updated local branch LMOU, you will see that bundle sorter and apps are two distinct locations. But yet, if you look at the way they're bidded, you see all that in one. Bundle sorter, apps, lips. I mean, so when we talk about having blurred lines, if we don't stand fast on what it is we're supposed to be protecting, then it's going to get to the point where there's going to be nothing to protect. We'll just come to work every day. We won't have a contract. Management will tell us what to do. And let me say this to you. It still pays the bills. So if that's the kind of work environment that you want to gravitate towards, then you keep doing what you're doing right now by not getting involved and not asking questions when you see or hear deals or these kind of trade-offs being made. And the word on the street is your union is a part of it. Again, you got to get active. You got to find out because you may ask the question and find out that the union is not a part of it. Again, I'd bet my money the other way, but nonetheless, you won't know unless you ask. Because again, I put this information out to the members in Columbus, Ohio, not that you would feel some type of way, but I put this out so that you would go to your union and ask them, hey, what's going on with this? Because let me tell you something, if decisions are being made that affect the craft, now again, you've got elected people, a person in there, so he's got a right to make those decisions, but maybe he might need a little help understanding the decision. Maybe he might need a little help understanding that this is what the people who elected him, this is what we want. Now, how do we help? I don't know. I don't know how we get information consistently to that position. I don't know. But it needs to happen, though. Now, one other thing I want to touch on, and again, because I was a part of it, or the conversation this week, and that's overtime in our facility. Let me tell you something. The way our contract is structured and the way it is manipulated right now, do you know that it's possible for non-list personnel, MHAs, and any other category of employee to get a lot more overtime than the overtime desired list if that overtime is taking place in another section? I mean, I don't know any other way to put that to you. You have to read that, and you have to come into that knowledge yourself. Right now, currently, in Columbus, Ohio, it's possible that you could work in an area that has the need for overtime. Columbus management can work non-list, MHAs, and everybody before you're allowed to have a part of that overtime if you're on the list and you work in another section. Now, I got to tell you, that's how it's being administered or monitored in Columbus, Ohio. And yes, I know firsthand. They talk this overtime is by section. So if that section needs overtime and your section don't, even if you're on the list, you're not considered because they're going to stay right in that section. And again, I say to our local branch, I heard the conversation about that section. But I want to say to you, I also heard the conversation that if you come in to work overtime on your non-sched day, you're the first one sent out of the section. And I just want to say to you, that's a paradox now. If all overtime is by section, the person on their non-sched overtime desire list should not ever be forced to leave that area. And the supervisor can do that without a grievance, because the only thing that that person on their non-sched day loses is entitlements. Now, you can put your own spin on it and call it lost seniority, lost. None of that is real. They only lose entitlements. And if we are a unit that all overtime is strictly by sections, when that person comes in, you cannot send them out of the section, because now you're violating what the union says the overtime rotation or breakdown should be. But you know what? That's what they do.
And your union says it's okay.
And I say that's what they do because I'm personally involved with that same scenario this week. So, again, members, now is about as good a time as any for you to take an interest in what's going on in your work environment. Now, I know right now most of you just want to go there and work 10 hours, make some money and leave. But you got to understand something. The longer you're there, the more important understanding your contract and ensuring contract compliance, the more important that becomes. Kenny Hodges, the man who makes people understand that if you want to know, all you gotta do is go to your contract. It will give you all the answers in your contract.
Just trying to bring a little levity to a really dismal situation. And plus, they tell me through marketing research that 5-10 second humorous clips will boost my podcast audience. But let's get back to subject at hand. Hey, members, what I'd like you to do, again, those who are going to take interest in your contract are the people I'm talking to right now. It is just natural, and by nature, everybody is not going to take an active part in this. But those of us that care, take the correct active part. Understand what it is that you are for or against. And please, I don't know any other way to tell you, as you make that decision based on your reading and your perception of a situation, not what somebody told you. Even if that somebody is Kenny Hodges, read that, come to understand what it is for yourself, then you can stand against or for it. Now, last thing I want to say, going out to my branch, is I think that something should be done
to get members more involved rather than just post items on a bulletin board. You have a lot of thirsty young mail handlers in that building that can contribute to the growth of that union. If the growth of that union is going to be directed at improving work conditions for employees, not making a nice situation for management. If the intent of what the union is going to be about or should be about is helping employees understand their work rights and protecting and guarding them against noncompliance, if they get back to that mission statement or that base, you could recruit all kind of employees who would be willing to represent that branch if that's what they're representing. Now, right now, again, I'm just talking about what I hear on the work floor. I don't think that that's the perception most members have of our branch right now. Now, again, the only way you're going to find out is talk to them. But don't be surprised at what you hear. Hey, listen, I do not make public statements against what don't appear to be good representation by my branch for any other reason than I am a member of that branch and I'm not satisfied. So understand, me speaking against my branch, to my branch president, I can assure you I have zero interest in your job. Okay, so let's not even start. Ken is just speaking out against the union. No, I have zero interest in being a branch president. I have a lot of interest in being a part of a strong branch. If that makes sense, that's my motive. Making the branch stronger, not trying to get the branch president's job. This is Ken Hodge, and this is the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast. I'm talking to Columbus, Ohio branch, and as I have always said, nothing in the post office happens on an island. Nothing is independent of itself. Everything is interdependent upon each other. So what I'm talking to my podcast audience about, specifically Columbus, Ohio, I am willing to bet that it sounds very familiar in other plants, especially in Local 304. So, again, this was a podcast about my union, my branch office. It is not an anti-union podcast. I hope if you hear this that it inspires you to take an active role in whatever it is you want to see your union do. Kenny Hodge saying, have a great day, and trust me, we'll speak again real soon. Stay blessed.